Hallelujah. I never can tell the uncle gives another shot quickly. I keep standing. Well, amen. I'm glad I came. I don't know about you. We're looking at a new series, a dispensation of empowerment. And thank God we're living today not back under the law covenant, when instead of empowering you, basically it depressed you. You know, it kept on showing you what you could not do. That's what the law was there for, to show you what you could not do. And I just feel so sorry for those poor religious souls trapped in the idea that the law is there for them to prove what they can do and how good they are. For by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in my sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law was given so you'd know sin. The law was given so you'd know sin. And by the way, that's the only purpose the law serves today. It has no economic power over us at all. It reminds us of something, my God, you know? God saved me, and he did save me. Well, we began in Titus 3, and I'm actually going to turn there again for just a moment as we look at this dispensation of empowerment. And I'm so glad it empowers us. It shows you the heart of Almighty God, doesn't it? You see, while he didn't want you to get lost in the law, don't forget the law was added. I don't believe the law was ever intended. It was added. When folks get completely out of hand, you have to make a couple of rules to remind them of what's going on and what the whole thing is all about. And that's what he did. When the Holy Ghost came, he didn't need that reminder, but they have in them a new heart. They have the Holy Spirit in them to lead and guide them. They've embraced the truth by grace. That's another picture altogether, another administration altogether. This is not the administration of God is going to find you out. This is the administration of God took it out on his son. And because he took it out on his son, you can be dead sure. He has no intention of taking it out twice on you to be number two. Should you be held accountable, then Christ would have to be held accountable, for he is the one who was our scapegoat, our substitute, our redeemer, the one who took our sin upon himself. And if the price wasn't good enough for us, it wasn't good enough for him, therefore he failed, he won't be in heaven either. It's the bottom line. He won't be in heaven either. Now we get to Titus, and our fingers are going to do the walking pretty quickly. In Titus chapter 3, we look at verse 4. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. I'm going to read that again. Would you read that out loud with me? But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Now he's talking about Jesus. You got that, right? So in other words, the kindness and the love of God showed up in the terms of our Savior Jesus. So when God wanted to show his kindness and his love for us, he sent Jesus. Now, if you just flip right back to the Gospel of John chapter 1, but keep your place in Titus. Can you do that? John chapter 1. Then when you found John chapter 1, you keep your finger there, but you go back to Titus, because I want to read Titus then from John. We're back to Titus, but our hand is in John 1, so we can flip back. And in Titus chapter 3, he says, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man, appeared. Okay? So now if you go back to John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh, that's him appearing, and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So God's kindness and love towards us showed up in the person of grace and truth.
Yes. Amen.
Now you got to see that connection there. God's love and kindness showed up in the form of grace and truth. It said in Titus 3:4, but when the kindness and the love of God our Savior, I'll change the word Savior to Jesus. But when the kindness and the love of God our Jesus toward man appeared. He came and he was full of grace and truth. So apparently the kindness and the love of God is grace and truth.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't get that, I'm going to do it again for you. Go back to Titus chapter 3. Take time over there. Look at verse 4. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Okay, let's take out the of God and say, but when the kindness and love toward man appeared. So what appeared? The Savior. That was the kindness and the love, right? Now we go back to John chapter 1 to verse 14, and we see when the Savior appeared, grace and truth showed up. It says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we go back to Titus, and I say it again. When the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, and that appearance was grace and truth. Now did you get the connection?